سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله. واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا. صدق الله العظيم. We just witnessed the blessed month of Ramzan, and alhamdulillah, many of us were fortunate to come for a 5-time salah to the masjid, Meizul Jama'ah. And Allah gave us the tawfiq of reading 20 rakats of Tarawih also. Now the attachment to the masjid must remain throughout our life, not only in the month of Ramzan. Plus we are in the winter months where Isha is early, 7:30, is early 10 to 8. And the more time we spend in the house of Allah, the mercy of Allah will come to us. And one ayat of the Quran we learn, we get the reward of 100 rakats of Nafil Salah. Whatever little advices will be shared, it is first for me, then for others. For a few weeks now before Ramzan, we are doing Surah Kahf. And now we came to ayat number 23 of Surah Kahf. There's a famous incident that during the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the non-Muslims posed 3 questions to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This they wanted to find out whether he was the true Nabi, and those questions were put forward. The first question was that they should ask Rasulullah some to relate the story about some youths who has left their homes in the past, being the people of Ashab-e Kahf, which we did. The second question was that they should ask Rasulullah about the person who extensively traveled to the east and the west. Some say Zulkarnain, there's a detailed explanation about that. Some other time we'll speak about it. And the third question was about the soul, about the ruh. In Surah Bani Israel, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ عَمْرِ رَبِّي إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْآيَةِ. The correct knowledge of the soul is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have the physical body. We need to eat breakfast, lunch, supper. We're fasting, we have seri, we have iftar. We drink water, juices to quench our thirst, etc. And the food for the soul is the good actions that we do. The faras salah, sunnah, nawafil salah, the Quran tilawat, the zikrullah. And when Allah Ta'ala appoints the angel of death to take our soul with iman, and we hope in the mercy of Allah to get a respectful death on iman, then when the soul comes out of the body, then the person passes away, and we take the body to the qabristan. Now when these questions were posed to our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi said, okay, I'll reply to the questions. Meaning Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was waiting for revelation from Allah Ta'ala, wahi to come. And according to the wahi revelation, our beloved Rasulullah will answer them. It so happened 15 days, almost 2 weeks went past. 2 weeks and 1 day went past. And the revelation did not come before that. Nabi Sasa was getting worried, anxiety, why the answer is not coming. Then Allah revealed this ayat of the Quran, Surah Kahf, para 15, verse number 23, that anything you intend to say in the future or to do in the future, say insha'Allah, through the help of Allah. Never say with regard to anything, I will certainly do so tomorrow, unless you add by Allah's will. Remember your Rabb when you forgot and say, I have the hope that my Rabb, my Allah, will guide me and to what is close thereto in direction. And whatever good we do, it is also through the guidance of Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a final Nabi, Imamul Anbiya, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. From Surah Baqarah, Alif Surah Fatiha, Alif Lam Mim, right till Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas, the 30 paras of the Quran. Every ayat of the Quran was revealed by Allah to our beloved Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now certain incidents occur during the life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to teach the Ummah a lesson. Allah wanted it to happen so that we learn the lessons of insha'Allah. So this world is Darul Asbab. We adopt the means and we trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person wants his son to become a Hafiz al-Quran or want to make him become an alim, a sheikh or a maulana. Want him to study the Arabic language, the kitabs of fiqh, kitab of hadith. So we make that effort in that direction. We enroll our children in a hifz class or a darul ulum, where they'll be sacrificing 5, 6, 7 hours of the day in learning and teaching Quran, and learning and teaching Quran, tafsir, fiqh, etc. Similarly, we want halal rozi. Look for some permissible employment, some business, and we trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not that we sit at home and we're not so pious that karamat al-awliya'i haqqun, the karamat of the pious people is true. But our level of tawakkul is not so strong. So we do the a'mal, we read salah, we read surah yaseen, we ask the help of Allah, and then we seek the necessary means to earn our livelihood. Look for some halal employment. If somebody is sick in the family, fear come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recite Surah Fatiha and blow on the sick. Recite La ba'asa tahur insha'Allah and blow on the sick. Give some sadqa, a few loaves of bread, a grocery hamper, a food hamper, to a few poor people, or slaughter a sheep or a goat as sadqa and distribute it among the poor. And visit the doctor also. And whatever medication the doctors prescribe, take the necessary medication. And doctors say the patient has to be hospitalized for 1 week or 2 weeks. According to the advice of the doctor, we adopt the means. And insha'Allah, cure comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even when we go for Hajj, going for Umrah, we got the finances with us. The travel agent gave us the ticket, the bookings, everything. Even then we must say, insha'Allah. It is Allah that will make my journey easy and successful. And anything permissible we want to do in Islam, we say, insha'Allah, Allah will help us, Allah will assist us. And those youngsters and youth and those parents that have young girls at home, they want good compatible partners for them. London to get married to good homes. We make dua to Allah Ta'ala and insha'Allah can spread the word around family and friends that there's a good boy or there's a good girl. And some people in the family, senior people, they do some match fixing, the uncles, the grandparents, sometimes the imam of the masjid, try to do some match and try to make the nikah of the youth. Allah make it easier. So we say insha'Allah and we adopt the means also. I've got this 40 hadith kitab compiled by Mufti Abdul Hussein Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayhi. The 40 hadith by various ulama, and he compiled it in one book. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الوحدة خير من جليس السوء. Solitude is better than being in bad company. We are living in non-Muslim countries. There are so many un-Islamic activities that are taking place around us, especially in the evenings, the venue of vice and sin are open. May Allah protect us. So Allah Ta'ala, Nabi is saying this hadith, you rather be at home or stay alone in the masjid, take a tasbih, make some zikr, recite Quran, than joining a bad company where they will end up making you do something haram. And I was reading the commentary of this hadith. This is the different types of sins. One is, you know, alcohol is haram. Adultery, zina is haram. Homosexuality, lesbianism, all those things are haram. And watching immoral films, going to the cinema, discos, nightclubs. These are all kabira guna we must abstain from. May Allah protect us. And there are some other gunas also. Sometimes we treat it lightly, but it is a major sin. For example, backbiting and slandering people, having a majlis. I'm not, alhamdulillah, in the masjid, our ulama give very good advices. But besides the programs in the masjid that is given in the front, sometimes family and friends get together in the evening over a cup of tea or something. Have a cup of tea, remain silent, speak something good. But sometimes we start speaking bad of others. We start off with ribat, then sometimes slander, and one conversation will lead to another. So when we see the conversations in any gathering going towards backbiting and slandering people, with wisdom just separate yourself. May Allah protect us. وَالْجَلِيسُ الصَّالِهُ خَيْرٌ مِنَ الْوَحْدَةِ. And to have the good company is better than being alone. I'm an ordinary sinful person. فَلَا تُزَكُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ عَلَى مُجْمَنِ التَّقَى. Not claim to be pious, Allah knows best with pious, but the friends are getting to them together to do some good a'mal in the masjid, alhamdulillah, the imams of the masjid or guest speakers, after any faras salah, they have a program. You should participate. After fajr, our imams have the Quran tafsir, you should listen. Similarly, besides in being in the environment of the masjid and madrasa, when you are traveling also for Hajj and Umrah, or going on a long journey somewhere, if you happen to spend overnight at a hotel or a guest house, to travel with a pious companion who is regular with his salah, and at the five-star hotels, all the haram, immoral activities that take place, Allah must protect us. But sometimes when you're alone, shaitan can overpower. No, you're alone in the hotel now, do what you want, nobody's watching. But if you have a pious friend with you, traveling with you, then inshallah, both together will read namaz and will stay away from anything that is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, to stay alone is better than going to bad company. And some good company where you learn something about Islam and where our iman and akhlaq will be corrected, those companies are good. Then another one. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa imla'ul khayri khayrun min as-sukuti. Saying a good word is better than remaining silent. If we give some good advice to somebody, look for the appropriate time and occasion, in the right frame of mind the person is, and just give him some good advice. Allah has kept our success in obeying His commandments and following the beautiful sunnah teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This one sentence, it is beloved to Allah, beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We give them the virtues of Salatul Jama'ah. We read Salatul Jama'ah. The reward is 27 times more than reading it individually. For 40 days we read Salatul Jama'ah, Allah will make our iman sincere. In a busy marketplace, shopping centers, etc., where people are busy, and we see Asr time is coming, and in winter we know Asr is quarter to four, 4 o'clock, quarter past four. So we have the Muslim shops nearby. So let's say Asr time, let's close our shop for 15 minutes. We read our Asr and we'll open it again. Or if there are two, three people in the shop, they can have turns. Two people can go at a time, one person can remain in the shop. Or sometimes you're going shopping with the family in the weekend, and now it's automatically 4 o'clock. But alhamdulillah, in South Africa, many shopping centers have musallas. Allah reward our ulama organizations who wrote letters to the body corporate of these various shopping malls. And the letters of our ulama, they took it with seriousness, and they did provide a musalla room, although it was furnished by us Muslims, but giving a facility for salah and wuzu to the Muslim is a great blessing also. May Allah accept it. May Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq of practicing. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.